Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Stuff, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day. In a few minutes, we are looking at Beya Beitza 24. The Mishnah talks about if one traps for wild animals, fowl or fish, were set prior to Yom Tov, one may not take animals from them on Yom Tov. If traps for these things were set before Yom Tov, you can't take animals from them on Yom Tov unless he knows that they were trapped before Yom Tov. There was an incident involving a certain Gentile who brought fish to Rabbi Gamliel on Yom Tov. Rabbi Gamliel said, "They are permitted for use, but I do not wish to accept a present from him." The notes pointing out Rabbi Gamliel was not on good terms with this Gentile and did not wish to accept a present from him, as Rashi points out. The idea being, which we've talked about before, but always bears repeating, we need to do as much preparation as we can before Yom Tov, before Shabbos, to fully appreciate, bask, and have pleasantness on Yom Tov and Shabbos itself. Hatkin asmacha beporzer kadeshik tikanas latraklin. Pirkeos teaches us, make yourself prepare as much as possible in the antechamber before Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, in order that you could eat, you could bask, and you could really enjoy on Shabbos itself, on Yom Tov itself, and of course, the euphemism for the afterlife itself, too. The more you prepare before Shabbos, the more you can enjoy on Shabbos. If I forget this, that, or the other thing, Shabbos is not enjoyable, but if I know to get the hot plate for Yom Tov, and I know to bring up the urn for Shabbos and Yom Tov, I know to set the oven before Shabbos, set the food hot. I know to set up the chillin before Shabbos. Then I know all these factors will be ready on Shabbos. And if I know what to order for Shabbos and I get the ingredients and I can make them for Shabbos, then I know Shabbos can have a good experience. We have to prepare as much as we can beforehand in order to really bask and appreciate on the Shabbos itself and on the Yom Tov itself. Just like the idea being here talked about in the Mishnah. Join us next time as we talk Beitza 25 here on the TTD.